This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Absolutely love the passion tonight on the phones. We're going to open up the phones again after our conversation with Jason Longshore in 15 minutes. So if you're on hold, stay there. If not, grab a line at 404-726-0929. We're talking about the direction of the Hawks. And if you've been listening, you know where I stand. It's time, guys. The meter has run up, so to speak. It's time. Got to start over. It's just not working. Too many bloated contracts. Too many draft picks that we don't have at this point. It's time. Well, let's talk about something positive right now, and that's Atlanta United, because they're doing pretty good to start the season so far after all. And let's welcome in on the Wade4.com hotline our buddy Jason Longshore, the Atlanta United analyst. Jason, good evening. How are you?
What's going on? How are you?
Hey, doing well. So first of all, let's talk about last week before we talk about some injury updates and what's going to happen this week. That second half was just very uncharacteristic and not something we've seen from United so far this season. Tell us what happened after they got the draw with Philly.
Yeah, it's a weird one because by pretty much any standard you want to dig into, you want to look at the stats, you want to look at the feel of the match, you want to look at which team was more dangerous for longer periods. I mean, it's Atlanta United. I thought they played Philadelphia really, really well, and this is a Philly team that has been one of the top teams in the league for quite a while, and they didn't look like it for the majority of the 90 minutes in the bends on Sunday. But for about 10 or so, maybe not even 10, they did. And it all started with a mistake. And that's the thing about this game, and that's what's so fascinating about, you know, these conversations that we'll dig into. Atlanta United was, I don't want to say cruising. I don't think that's necessarily fair to Philly, but they were in total control 2-0 up. And it's a misplayed ball by Edwin Mosquera, who had done everything right. I mean, this is a dangerous attacking player who had worked back defensively, did the right thing, and hits the ball, trying to play it back to Brad Kazan from midfield, which where his momentum was carrying him, that was a play that he had. He mishit it, though. If you go back and you look at the replay, and I didn't notice this until probably the middle of the week this week, you go back and look at the replay when Mosquera hits the ball that's intended for Kazan, Tristan Mbeumba is right there, and he applauds it because he knows it's the play that he had. Problem is Mosquera overhits it, so he hooks it. Everyone pauses like, wait a minute, what just happened? And then Philadelphia scores. And that's the power of momentum, because after that, Atlanta is stumbling. Philadelphia is in the ascendancy. They get a second goal, which is also kind of fluky on a long throw-in that's headed away at the near post. It's a golazo at the top of the 18 and 2-2. And then both teams had chances to win it after that. It's, you can lose control of a game so quickly. This was such a weird way for that to happen that – you don't want to let that override how good Atlanta United was for the majority of the 90 minutes. But it is something that you're like, man, how do you fix it? You just don't have that giveaway. I mean, that's really as simple as it gets.
Yeah, and a guy that would certainly help in that situation, although the offense wasn't necessarily the problem, would be our guy Yorgos. Yeah. How are we doing with his watch right now as all eyes are on him?
He trained. He's trained this week. He trained today. I think today was the first completely full session that he did with the group. And it's just a pain tolerance thing with him. I mean, it's a bone bruise. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever had a nasty bone bruise, especially around your knee, every step, every jump, every motion is extremely painful. And sometimes bone bruises just linger and linger and linger. It's how much he can handle. The question as well is, with the time that he's been off the field, you lose a little bit of fitness. So asking him to walk back in after his first full session today and start, that's a big ask. Is he going to play a role on Saturday? I would think so. But you want to see how he responds after the session today. If he has any kind of a setback tomorrow, if he's able to be feeling normal tomorrow, I think it's a good chance that he is available probably off the bench around 30 minutes or so on Saturday would be my hunch.
Talking all things Atlanta United with our buddy Jason Longshore here. Follow him on Twitter at Longshoe right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. All right, Jason, if I gave you until the U.S. Open Cup round of 32 game on May 7th, over, under, yes or no, any news about a potential situation for Almada, or is it all quiet on the Western Front in terms of his future?
Yeah, we won't hear anything about that until really the summer window opens. We might start to hear about that as some of the European seasons come to an end, but it's a weird summer coming up for this sort of thing, just because you've got the Copa America that Almada could factor into. You've got the European Championships where a lot of players are going to be in the shop window. You've got the Olympics, which Thiago Almada captained Argentina's U23 team that qualified for the Olympics. You would expect that he would fulfill the same role at the Olympics. It's a tricky time for clubs who are looking to bring him in because of those things. First, they got to finish the season that they're in. Second, some of the clubs that would like to bring him in might have to sell players first before they have the resources to go out and buy him. Others might be waiting to see if he plays in Copa America, if he's in the Olympic team, which one it is, how he looks. It's going to be an ongoing thing. I don't think we'll even really hear about rumors until we get to probably the 1st of June, when most of the European seasons are done at that point and teams are starting to look ahead. It's going to be a fascinating one, just because he's at an interesting level that, you know, when we're talking $25 to $30 million in terms of a transfer, and that's just a ballpark. I don't know where the number is going to end up being. And when you start talking about add-ons and things, it could shift a bunch of different directions. But let's say $25 to $30. That limits you to more than likely a group of about 25 to 30 clubs in the world. Some of those aren't interested in that position. Some of them are. There's some clubs here maybe outside of that group that if they sell a player, then they could be in that group. So it's going to be a little bit of a wait and see. And I don't know which way it's going to shake out. He's going to be in Europe. He's going to end up in Europe, you would think, this summer. But I could not even hazard a guess as to which league, which club at the moment.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because with him and your – that is – where would you rate them, by the way, as we're talking with Jason Longshore? That 1-2 punch of Almada and Yorgos, just from a pure talent standpoint, how would you rate them in the league in terms of being up near the top?
I think in terms of pure talent, Thiago Almada is the best player in the league outside of Lionel Messi. Hmm. In terms of pure talent, I think he's that guy. Yorgos is such a unique player in that he is such a just killer in front of goal. He's so dangerous in front of goal. You don't need him involved in the buildup as much. You like it when he is, but he's a finisher. He can have four touches in a half and score two goals. So it's interesting with him. I think he can really – he's meshing really well with Brooks Lennon as well. And don't forget about Lennon's ability at right back. He might be the best right back in the league. So when you can get all these connecting pieces together, this is an attack that is as good or better than anybody in the league. I think the real story for Atlanta United in 2024 is the defense. This is one of the best defensive teams in the league in terms of goals allowed. And they have a very different – feel defensively. This is a group that last year, I'm pretty sure we talked about it, you know, they weren't blocking a lot of shots. They weren't blocking a lot of passes. And that feels like a kind of a nothing stat. But this group this year, they just feel a little grittier defensively. They have no problem throwing their body around, winning those duels, winning the aerial duels, blocking shots, jumping into passing lanes. They're a lot harder to beat. And that is, as good as the offense is, offenses can run hot and cold sometimes. Defense has to be at a, in my opinion, at least a certain level to be a title contender. And I think this defense so far has shown that they can do that.
And how about the guy who's manning it all and calling all the shots? How would you rate Brad Guzan's performance so far?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's one of the best seasons that he's had in Atlanta. I mean, you would never guess his age. You would never guess that he's, what, now about 2 years out from an Achilles tear? You wouldn't guess those things if you just dropped in and you watched him play. I mean, whether we're talking distribution, the leadership is such a huge factor with Brad Guzan and command of the locker room, but also command of the team on the field. And here lately, he's had to deal with a different center back pairing in front of him. And that's where his communication is so important. You've got Noah Cobb, who has just been growing and growing in every match that we've seen him replacing Steon Gregerson right now while Gregerson's recovering from the meniscus injury. And Luis Abram, last time out, defense, again, the two goals you concede are both weird, fluky goals. It's nothing about the way that the defense as a group has played. I really like where Brad is right now, and if he can continue on this run, you're talking about a borderline best 11 kind of season.
All right, before I let you go, what kind of Cincy squad are we seeing this Saturday?
Cincy's good, but they're in a weird spot right now. They were the Supporter Shield winners last year, best regular season record. They were a little vulnerable at times. That's why they got knocked out in the postseason, and they tried to upgrade that. They went out and they signed Miles Robinson in free agency. They added DeAndre Yedlin, another former U.S. men's national team player, right back. You would think they'd be better, but the pieces haven't quite meshed yet. They lost Brandon Vasquez to Monterrey in Mexico, and it's just not clicking fully yet. They're still a good team, and they have the reigning MVP in Luciano Acosta, who has been an Atlanta killer over the years. But this is a game, in my opinion, that Atlanta can find some joy. And I really like the matchup of Atlanta's right side with Sabo Lobgenidze, Brooks Lennon, against Cincinnati's left. I don't think they're quite as balanced if they go with the left side that we've seen a lot of here lately. They move the pieces around. Maybe we're having a different conversation. But I think there's some opportunity there for Lennon and for Sabo especially to really create some openings and really hurt Cincinnati. But you've got to make sure you know where the little man, Luciano Acosta, is at all times.
Appreciate it as always, Jason. We'll be listening on Saturday.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Jason Longshore there. Yeah, don't miss the match. I believe 7:30 kick. And you know where to find your pregame coverage. And Mike Conti and Jason right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, when we get back, phones have been on fire tonight. So we're going to keep riding them. 404-726-0929. There are a lot of frustrated Hawks fans out there, myself included, as since I moved to Atlanta from my home in New York, I've watched every single game that this team has played, all the highs and all the lows, and at this point, frankly, I'm done, man. It's time for a reset. It's time for a rebuild. Where are you guys at? You getting rid of Trey? You getting rid of DJ? Both? You're going to try to make it work? I'm hearing from you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Your calls when we get back right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.